Two out, two on for Chicago. And the 0-2 pitch to Gonzalez. Swing and a miss. High heat got him. 11 strikeouts for McKenzie. Cleveland 8, Chicago 2. 7 in the books.
8-2, that was the final. Guardians win over the White Sox again. Time for our talk with Jim Rosenhaus on WEOL, brought to you by your locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorain, Route 58 in Amherst, also your North Ridgeville convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. What an outing by Tristan McKenzie, wrong sport, last night. But I want to go back the other night when we had Aaron Civale return to the mound. Jim, how important was that really for the Guardians and what that really means to the team?
Well, it's huge, Bruce. And, you know, I think the nice thing is if indeed the Guardians do clinch a division title and a playoff berth, which really seems likely now, they'll probably go with three starting pitchers during the postseason. But you got to get there first. And whether Civale's part of that mix or not remains to be seen, but he's certainly someone that they count on for performances like he had on Tuesday night, and he's been on and off the injured list all season. So that's been a struggle for him. But I think it shows when he's healthy, he can be really effective, and it just gives the Guardians, not many teams can say we have starting pitching depth, but the Guardians do when Civale and Zach Plesac are healthy. And I think Aaron showed that maybe he is healthy after his performance the other night.
Well, you mentioned the depth because those guys were out for a while. We had a chance to see some of the other pitchers as well. So they've got that experience that they might not have had those injuries not occurred.
Yeah, and you know, I think obviously Connor Pilkington, we've seen him before this season, but it's been a real nice chance for Cody Morris to get his feet wet, and not just in one outing, but you know, he's coming up on his fifth pretty soon here, and what a great thing going into next year, aside from just what he's given them in the games that he's pitched this season. But he'll be able to hit the ground running next spring, and you know, who knows if there's a spot available, who knows what moves are made in the offseason. But it's nice to know that you have someone who can get major league hitters out and is really just scratching the surface of his potential. I mean, his pitches, you know, the fastball in the upper 90s, and then his changeup's really good. So there's a lot to like there. And yes, pitching depth will always be a concern and something that the Guardians look to develop, and I think they've done a really good job at that this year.
You mentioned pitching, and when Aaron Civale the other night, Tom was listing all his pitches. He has like 7 or 8 pitches, it seems. You know, some pitchers have maybe 2 or 3 they rely on. He seems to have a whole arsenal of pitches.
He does, which makes it challenging for the catchers because, you know, if they go old school and use the finger signs, they only have 5 fingers, so I'm not sure what they do. But then with the new pitch com, I don't know how many buttons they have on there, but 7's probably pushing it, but he's going to throw those 7, and that's what makes him a really good major league pitcher.
Well, it took Mother Nature's rain delay, extra innings as well, but now we have the tiebreakers with the folks in the Central. Explain the importance of that and what that impacts us going into the postseason.
Within the last week, they've ensured that if for some reason there's a colossal collapse and the White Sox or the Twins end up in a tie with the Guardians at the end of the regular season, does not matter because the Guardians have now won the season series against both Minnesota and Chicago. That is your first tiebreaker. Boom, the Guardians are in. There is no game 163 this year. There used to be the tiebreaker games, but just because of the lockout pushed the season back an extra week, there's the extra tier of postseason with the wild card round. They did not want to push it back even further with these extra games. So it definitely brought importance to the season series, and the Guardians took care of business in both season series. And that was a huge game on Tuesday night because it wrapped up the season series with the Sox.
Well, this month of September is coming, I don't want to say to a close yet because we still have a couple of weeks left, but some interesting baseball ahead. When we're done with the White Sox, on to the Rangers. Are we overlooking them, or are we going to focus? How do we keep this momentum going, I guess?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. Bruce, and I get what you're saying, because it would be real easy to have a letdown in there. I think this team has been really good at just going out and playing the series that's in front of them and not thinking too much about implications or what they did the three games prior against whoever. But look, it's going to be different. I mean, there is the intensity here in Chicago has been really good. There's a rivalry there. You know, there's some things going on where I think the Guardians enjoy when they defeat the White Sox, for lack of a better way to put it. There's not that with Texas, and it probably, you know, Texas is playing out the string. But with that said, this team has just played really good baseball now for they're in a stretch right now where they're playing really good baseball. And I don't see that changing, and that starts on the mound. You talked a lot about pitching on our show this week, and when there's good pitching, everything else falls into place.
And they're playing their own game in these winning. You know, in other words, sometimes you think something gets hot and there's like it's out of their normal zone, you know, not hitting a whole lot of the home runs or whatever. They're winning the way that we've seen them win all season.
Yes, and you know, I think especially against Chicago, the style of play that the Guardians play is really hard for the White Sox to play because they don't play that way. The Guardians are high energy, attention to detail, and the White Sox, quite frankly, are not. And it shows up so often in the games between the two teams. And it's a big reason why the Guardians have won the season series. So, you know, that style of play, it shows up every night. And it shows up because you have a manager who believes in it. His best player believes in it, Jose Ramirez. So the rest of the team follows that. And it's a fun way to play, Bruce, as much as fun as we have watching it. The players enjoy playing that way. It's different. Everybody's involved. You're not just sitting back and waiting for a three-run home run. Doesn't always work. Sometimes you can get three hits in an inning and no run score, because you need four hits in an inning, and that's hard to do sometimes in the major leagues. So there are some drawbacks to it, but it is a lot of fun. And I think on the national stage, it's starting to get recognized as nobody wants to play the Guardians in the postseason. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, who they draw and what happens, but it is a fun way to play.
Well, we have a young team, but they are sort of playing sort of playoff style baseball this last month or whatever, so they're kind of getting used to that. They're, you know, that sort of muscle memory kind of thing might be working on it. They're sort of playing the way that they need to play in the postseason.
I think that's fair to say. I think that's absolutely fair to say. And it'll be interesting. Look, I saw a note today that with the results of Tuesday night when they wrapped up the division, because of that, if Cleveland goes 7-7 in their last 14 games, going back to last night. If they were to go 7-7, the White Sox would have to go 13-1. That's not happening. It's just not. Their pitching is good enough, but they just make too many mistakes to win games consistently. So I think it's fair to say that the Guardians have a real good chance to make the postseason at this point.
Right. What are the Royals going to do for us? They play us like an entire week's worth at the end. And like, okay, guys, how many do you want? We'll just sign off and be done with it here.
You know what? Most times the visiting teams stay at a hotel. But I think, you know, they'll be in town so long, I think they're going to look at maybe at a bed and breakfast somewhere and, you know, spread it out a little bit, let them
well,
see the sight.
Sure. Well, when I live in Avon, when they have Crushers people, they have players stay with families, right? They might as well just
invite
people.
And isn't there an assisted living home out there, too, where they have them stay, too? I had read that somewhere, too. So
they could.
Maybe we can work that out for the Royals.
I don't know. It's going to be fun. Look, for a lot of people at the ballpark, we have a whole bunch of September left that people can come out and see some great Guardians baseball for this magical season. I'll just say it right there, but we're still in the middle of this. Jim, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk with you again next week.
You got it, Bruce. Thanks.
Jim Rosenhaus talking Guardians baseball on WEOL. It's brought to you on WEOL by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst, and your North Ridgeville Convenience Noco over at Center Ridge and Barton Roads.